أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم السلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته. As we journey through the life of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, obtaining invaluable inspirations through دروس عميقة من السيرة النبوية, from profound lessons from his noble example, we note that sometime we as followers of the Prophet in good faith may consider an expression of religiosity which may not be exactly as we think it to be. Sometimes we know a part of the puzzle, but not necessarily the whole picture. And we may sincerely insist or argue about something from a religious perspective without understanding the larger picture. An example of this is the sphere of lengthening the prayer, for example, in congregation like Fard Salah. I don't mean Taraweeh or Tahajjud, because you understand an entire juz is recited, or Tahajjud, you come specifically for lengthened prayer. But I'm talking about the Faraid, like Jum'ah or Maghrib or so. It is good to pray, of course, and always good to pray long and to read longer if you wish. But don't think it is a better expression of your religiosity if you lead the prayer and impose that length on people who are behind you. If you pray your own prayer, you pray how long you want to. You read the whole of Yasin in the first rakah, Ar-Rahman in the second rakah, by all means do so. I've known people who have read the entire Quran in 2 rakats. Good luck to them, may Allah bless them. But you can't do that in jama'ah. Because you may think it's religious and say, MashaAllah, my iman is strong. Then your iman is strong, my legs are weak. So you need to be very clear about this. And it may sound funny, it may sound irreligious, but it's not. And I'll give you an example. You see, it's not uncommon in some parts, and may Allah bless all of us, where, for example, an imam may lengthen the khutbah. And they lengthen the khutbah well beyond the hours, which is lunch hour. And people work. Some of us imams don't go back to work. Maybe that's the work we have. Some people have to go back to work, and they have a stringent time between 1 o'clock or 12:45 and 2 o'clock. So though people may have to go back to work, some people just lengthen, it doesn't matter, and they feel the imam says, well, Jummah is more important than your work. No, it's not. Jummah is important, and talabul halali faridatun ba'd al-faraid, to earn your living, is also farad. Don't compare one with the other. That's farad and that's farad. You have a time for Jum'ah and you know the time. It's different that you don't know the time. You know the time, so keep to the time. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's longest lecture, according to calculation, according to how he spoke, his speed and so on, and the length of the text, 11 minutes, the longest lecture of Rasulullah. So it can't be sunnah to give a 2-hour lecture. So an imam may say, look, prolong the Jum'ah. It is as if you're putting the iman on trial. No, is it more important to go back to work or more important to make Jummah? Tell your boss you can wait. Jummah is more important. Your speech could be shorter, by the way. And this is what you call misplaced religiosity. Misplaced religiosity. This is not necessarily piety. In fact, it's a reflection of your inconsiderateness. And I'll give you reasons. One is, like, let's take a snapshot, an example in the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in Kitabul Adab of Sahih al-Bukhari. In the section of Kitabul Adab in Salah for Imam al-Bukhari. Jabir ibn Abdullah radiallahu anhu reported that Mu'adh bin Jabal, remember Mu'adh, the one Rasul sent to Yemen? He was very stringent after he cooled off a bit, but he was very stringent initially. And Mu'adh bin Jabal would pray with the Prophet, and then some prayers he'd go to his people, whichever the area was, and he would pray. So once he was leading the prayer in Red Surah Al-Baqarah, much of it. فتجوز رجلا فصلى صلاة خفيفة فبلغ ذلك معاذ فقال إنه منافق. So this person said, no, prays too long. Too long. So he broke off the prayer and he went on his own and he prayed and he went because he had to do some work. So when Mu'adh bin Jabal heard about this, he said, the man has become a munafiq. How can he break the prayer and pray on his own? Which by itself is not recommended, but it's your inconsiderateness that may have led to that. So this man left the prayer, offered his prayers separately. It's called a munafiq. فَبَلَغَ ذَلِكَ الرَّجُلُ فَأَتَى النَّبِيَ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ فَقَالَ يَا رَسُولُ اللَّهِ إِنَّا قَوْمٌ نَعْمَلُ بِأَيْدِينَا ونسقي بنواضحنا. وإن معاذ سنى بنا البارحة فقرأ البقرة فتجوزت فزعم أني منافق. He said, Rasulullah, Ya Rasulullah, the man came to Rasulullah. And he said, Ya Rasulullah, I didn't tell you, I prayed behind Mu'adh yesterday and he prayed the whole of Baqarah there. So I cut it short and I went and I prayed by myself. And he said, I'm a munafiq. So Rasulullah called Mu'adh. فقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم, Ya Mu'adh, أفتانٌ أنت؟ أفتانٌ أنت؟ أفتانٌ أنت؟ Are you trying to test the people or make a trial of their faith through your prayer? Are you trying to make a trial of them? And the hadith in Bukhari said, Sahih al-Bukhari, Kitab al-Adab, Rasul asked him thrice, are you trying to make a trial, this prayer, a trial of their faith? اقرأ الشمس والضحى وسبح اسم ربك الأعلى ونحوها. Rasul said, read something like اقرأ الشمس والضحى وسبح اسم ربك الأعلى, 8 or 10 verses, or something like that. Don't have to read the Baqarah, 280 verses. So now, what you need to reflect upon this is, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, also in hadith in Sahih Muslim, as to this, that somebody was complaining about the lengthening of a prayer of somebody. And he said, this is a consistent thing, not Mu'adh, now someone else. So Rasul, and the narrator says, في موعظة أشد غضبا منه يومئذ. I've never seen the Prophet more angrier in his speech than I saw him on that day. And no, the Prophet very rarely showed anger. He said, I've never seen the Prophet as angry as I saw him when he said this. And what did he say? إِنَّ مِنْكُمْ مُنَفِّرِينَ. You are causing the people to run away from the religion. إِنَّ مِنْكُمْ مُنَفِّرِينَ. You are causing people to run away. فَأَيَّاكُمْ مَا صَلَّى بِالنَّاسِ فَلْيَتَجَوَّزِ. So when you are leading the prayer, on your own you pray how long you want. When you're leading the prayer, make it short, make it light. فَإِنَّ فِيهِمُ الضَّعِيفُ وَالْكَبِيرُ وَذِلْحَاجَةُ. Because behind you are people. Some are weak, some are sick, some are poor, some are in need. They may have to go and do something. And the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself in a hadith documented in Sahih al-Bukhari said, إِنِّي لَأَدْخُلُ فِي الصَّلَاةِ. When I enter the prayer sometimes, فَأُرِيدُ إِطَالَتَهَا. I want to read a long piece. I want to read a long piece. Rasulullah want to read a long piece. فَأَسْمَعُ بُكَاءَ الصَّبِي. Then I hear a child crying in the jama'ah. فَأَسْمَعُ بُكَاءُ الصَّبِي. Then, فَأَتَجَوَّزْ مِمَّا أَعْلَمُ مِنْ شِدَّتِي وَجَدِ أُمِّهِ مِنْ بُكَائِهِ. Then I shorten my prayer just there because I know the difficulty and the stress the mother goes through when the child cries. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله.